Welcome everyone to another episode of Just Products. You know what? We have Unilever back on here, Chef Kyla. Always a pleasure to have you on. And what
always
are we tackling
here?
What are we tackling today? What do we get? Let's get right into it. We go right into the product.
As we know, things move pretty quick or slow, depending, I guess, on what end you're on in the food industry. But I figured that we would talk a little bit about what's coming this summer, different LTOs. So we're going to talk about some of those trends. But I think more specifically, Jay, it's one of our favorite dishes, because we talked about this before, is poutine. Right?
Yes, absolutely. So, Who doesn't love poutine?
Well, what I should have told you ahead of time is we both should have had some in front of us.
A breakfast poutine.
Right? I mean, this is the thing. When you talk about any sort of day part, any sort of LTO, poutine is really the way to go. So in case there's anyone that's not Canadian or has been living under a rock that is watching this, that does not know what poutine is, classic French fry, squeaky cheese curd, not shredded cheese, and gravy.
There's some rules.
And it really is about the cheese. The biggest rules, I think, are about the cheese. You want to make Canadians proud by using the right one. So I think what's really interesting is obviously poutine, born in our lovely province of Quebec, has really evolved into a blank slate. And I think this makes it really great for operators for changing of the season, for drawing in those patio crowds, you know, for trying out different flavors for LTOs on the menu. So it kind of falls in that category where like pizzas have been, where it's not just traditional anymore, but people really add a lot of different global flavors to it, for instance. I don't know if you know this, Jay, but you're probably not terribly surprised, but it is 82% of people aged 18 to 34, which really, let's be fair, this is our new
18
demographic.
18 to 34, that's a good range.
Yeah, because it used to be like millennials, which sure, I'm an elder millennial, was like all the talk, but now it's not millennial, we're old news. You know, it's just Gen Z, even though Gen Z flows off the tongue better. 82% love to have poutine on a menu, right? But the other thing that's kind of crazy is that just even in the past 10 years, so you got to think how popular poutine already was. Poutine has showed up 46% more times on menus in the last 10 years. So yeah. It's not a been there, done that. It's definitely still a growing menu item. And why I'm talking about this too, I know I mentioned it on the last time we were together, but Unilever has support that you can also reach through Cisco of our standout signatures. So these are a few different menu items that are on most menus. How have they evolved and what sort of resources can we give you for support? So it's that evolution of fries to poutine, or we can say loaded fries, right? So a lot of different ways that we can go here, but one of the things that of course always remains the same is those three core ingredients of a poutine. So we talked about the fries, the cheese curd, and the sauce. So, you know, I just happen to have some lovely Knorr sauces here. We do of course have the whole flavor portfolio of gravies and sauces, a lot of instant gravies, all of them being gluten-free. We have vegan ones as well. So again, for every single diner that there is, we have a sauce for your fries that is completely appropriate. Of course, they're all ambient, add water only. They're all freeze thaw stable. If in fact you don't go through all of it, which feels like probably not a thing that's going to happen, but fantastic flavor. And as always that you could expect from the Knorr brand is that everything is closest to scratch. So that's really what we base our flavor profiles off. We do in fact also have a poutine specific flavor profile. I always like to call this kind of like a little bit of that Chalet Saint-Hubert dipping sauce mixed with the gravy, if that makes sense. Well, it's the easiest way, right, Jay, to describe it when you're not actually here in person. But like made more mild. So it's got like a pepperiness to it. So it really helps kind of create like a signature fry sauce for that as well. The other thing too that we can do to really jack up our poutine, and you know I'm going to bring out the Hellmann's portfolio, because what is Unilever? Hellmann's Indoor. And I know you've seen this before, Jay, but we have a very light 4-liter jug of Hellmann's Chipotle sauce. There we go. Right in
This stuff is deadly.
This thing's amazing. We've had this sauce for a really long time. What's beautiful about it is that you get the ancho peppers and the chipotle peppers in this sauce, and it creates this really nice smokiness and complexity to it. The other thing too that's really amazing is that it's completely heat stable. So unlike, you know, you might think, oh, Hellmann's, okay, mayonnaise products, that's not going to stand up super well to heat. It probably needs to be a finishing sauce, where yes, it could be. But also having it in a hot application, a warm application. So you can mix it right in with your gravy and hold that hot gravy with zero worry about it splitting. And the other thing that's really nice too is that there's mild sugars in it, and they also start to kind of caramelize a tiny bit, and it adds such a different flavor. So you could have this as a cold sauce on one menu item and then incorporate it into a hot sauce in another menu item, and they take quite different from each other. So you're really leveraging as much as you possibly can out of one product, right?
So you can use it multiple times, okay?
Absolutely.
That's, which is awesome. Yeah. But it totally tastes differently from the hot and then the cold?
Totally, but it has quite a different flavor profile. Okay. I actually even used this recently in some more traditional Chinese cuisine.
What?
Because it doesn't necessarily need to come across as chipotle. It can, and it quite is when it's cold. But it really adds smokiness and complexity to menu items. And I know that you also mentioned breakfast poutine, right? So as you know,
Makes
a really amazing hollandaise sauce. So you get some tater tots on there, a little poached egg. You got your hollandaise sauce. But even incorporating some of this or drizzling it on top will give you, you know, again, a more on trend or maybe a more seasonal brunch or breakfast item that you might want to be playing with back of house.
Awesome.
So okay. Really great options.
So you're going to show us another one? You got one more?
Well, there's this one, and then it's all the gravies.
I just said, okay, grab the gravies again, because I want to see those again, because I think those are so important. For the chefs out there, I didn't know that you had instant poutine gravy mixer, right?
Absolutely.
And there is like, I don't, can you call a poutine without using poutine instant gravy mix?
Well, this is the other thing. It's, I think it really depends. It's personal preference, right? And I think it's also regional preferences.
So what does it taste like? What's that little bit of difference then between that and gravy?
So, but that's where I said, like, kind of, I know it's weird to say, but like the Swiss Chalet St. Hubert kind of.
I know.
But it has like a brown gravy, right? So like a very kind of neutral gravy flavor that you would expect, that's like robust and slightly caramelized. But then it has that pepperiness. That's how the best I would describe the nuance of the poutine gravy versus something like we have with our traditional brown gravy.
Love it.
Now, I've also seen people do.
Oh, are you getting crazy? What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing?
Half chicken.
Yeah.
Half brown, or half chicken and half beef. There's so many different ways you could go with this.
I forgot about that. We used to do that back in the day, do half chicken, half beef, and it was an awesome, awesome.
And then if you're a disgusting human being like I am, wait for it. You're making a face, but you then also add mayo to the side so that you
what? Can oh, and on the side, not well. In, but on the side. Yeah. Yeah. You know what the new thing is? Well, not the new thing is also, but is when you add hot butter to the side. Then you dip your fries.
Neither of us culinary. Yes.
You eat fries. You're already halfway there, so you might as well go all the way. Yes. So you dip fries, or you take fries, well, and you have butter.
That's the other thing that I think is really interesting, too. So, of course, you know, there's a lot of flavors you can add to the gravy. There's a lot of toppings you can add, especially when we get to barbecue season, like burnt ends and, you know, fried chicken's all the rage. If you want to use a chicken gravy and, like, a gochujang fried chicken. Like, there's so many ways you can go with loaded fries. But also the fries themselves. And this is also a newer trend that we're seeing come along, is what you cook your fries in. So we've seen for a while, like, duck fat fries, you know, where some people want to go real old school, although hard with the allergens, but, like, you know, peanut oil for their fries, which kind of gives it that, like, fry truck, right? Remember, like,
That smell.
Side of the road. But also now tallow, so, like, rendered beef fat. Kind of like, what was the economical things that we were seeing in the past that are now having kind of this...
We're making it a trend anyways.
Yeah. So it's also what you cook your fries in, right? Can give it a completely different flavor profile and make it super trendy. And we also know that, like, how you describe the food on your menu, cooking techniques, you know, what it's cooked in, makes a huge difference when you're trying to appeal to the younger generation that people now care about, now that they don't care about us.
Well, thank you again. I love it. And that's it, folks. That's all for Unilever and our Just Products podcast. So enjoy this. Grab it at Cisco. And thanks again, Chef.
All the best. Thank you so much.
There we go.